It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talking trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
America first, the way it should be. Welcome on this chilly start, North Central Florida. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:09, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The golden age of America begins. You can stop pinching yourself now. You can be black and blue for days. It's real. It has happened. It is so awesome to look back and to see what has happened. This man got elected. Nobody thought it could happen. Then he loses an election that clearly there were 19 million votes that all of a sudden appeared somewhere. Then he's ostracized for calling it into question. But now he is the 47th president of the United States.
Nice.
And I am looking forward to some great things that this president's going to do, everything in his power. Mm-hmm. And I hope Republicans in charge and in positions of power, I hope they have received the memo, their marching orders, and are 100% got his back. That's what I hope for. But here in North Central Florida, the big story for now and will be for a couple of days is definitely the weather. Yes, I know it's cold. That is not a scary proposition. Icy roads, however, that's a different story. All right, so you've got the governor issuing an executive order about the Gulf winter weather system. You've got winter storm watches and warnings that are in effect. And because of the chance of precipitation and low temperatures, we could see snow, especially tomorrow morning. However, snow is not generally a problem. It is wet roads that turn icy.
Yeah.
It is icy sleet that comes down generally as part of that. So we really have to be on our toes. Schools are already adjusting to this. It looks like in Alachua County, they're going to meet, and later on this afternoon, they'll make a decision whether or not they're going to be open for tomorrow for school. But today, as far as I can tell, everybody is open.
Yep.
And 5 p.m., though, in Alachua County, they said there'll be no after-school-type activities.
I think that's Marion County.
Oh, yeah. After 5, yeah. Alachua County should have gotten everybody an email mm-hmm. or a text or a phone call or a phone alert. Should have been sent out whether or not there'll be school on Wednesday. Marion County, right, no after-school activities. Let's see, what else do we have here? Several school districts announced they are canceling class on Wednesday, according to WCJB, Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie.
Okay.
That's what we have, and we'll continue to follow it. If anything changes, we'll do our best to let you know.
Yeah, it's always the bad thing about the choice of going into radio is we never got snow days.
No.
In fact, if anything, all those days, you have to go in, because back in the day, we had to read all the school closings.
Well, I was fortunate. No. I didn't have to spend any of my radio career outside
Florida,
the Sunshine State, indeed.
See, back in St. Louis, it was always kind of interesting, because my morning partner for many years on the station was also the general manager. And so we got there, we were there at 5 o'clock, on the air at 6. And it was always kind of interesting, 8 o'clock, studio, hotline kind of rings, and office people going, I don't know, it's pretty snowy out there.
Yeah.
The account executives, do we have to come in today? We're like, we've been here for 3 hours, people. Get your button gear and get to work.
Yeah, it's, but this is one of those things where if you don't have to travel, you don't really want to.
Don't go north. That's the key right there. Don't go north.
Yeah, the weather is definitely going to be an issue over the next couple of days. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, by the way, mm-hmm. thanks to Florence Recycling. So we'll stay on top of this issue and situation for you, of course. Ohio State Buckeyes, they won the national championship last night, 34-23 over Notre Dame. Notre Dame, I mean, they're a good football team. Ohio State just, a little stronger and had a couple of breaks go their way. And so, they won it. And they did an outstanding job all year long, except they lost to Michigan. But that's all I have. Yep. Mm. Yeah.
That's the only part he really wanted to remember. Lost
hey,
to Michigan.
Look, you congratulate success.
That's true.
Even if you're not a fan, you say,
yes.
I see quality. I can see quality on the field. That red and those funny colors and that little nutty guy, the Buckeye, whatever. But good is good, and they had a very, very good team this year. So President Trump has already rescinded 78 of former President Joe Biden's executive actions with a stroke of a pen. Woo. Monday night. Covers an array of actions that Biden took during his term, ranging from nixing diversity, equity, and inclusion policies to the southern border and the climate. I can undo almost anything Biden did through executive order, if that's how he did it, right? And on day one, much of that will be undone. Made that statement and then followed through and did it. Yep, we will terminate every diversity, equity, and inclusion program across the entire federal government. Regarding the border, Trump is working to reduce Biden's executive orders that reinstated catch and release, halted criminal illegal alien deportations, granted government-funded benefits for illegal aliens. So there's going to be a lot of movement. Mm-hmm. They're going to implement as much as they can. Don't kid yourself. The left will try to fight them at every step and every turn, using whatever legal means is available. So they're not just going to listen to the mandate, the American people, the majority, winning both the Electoral College and the majority of voters. Nope, the Democrats are, well...
Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, it was an amazing speech, but it was worth it just to watch Hillary and Kamala just... seethe in anger.
Seething, cringing.
Yes.
Yes. It was all good. Optimistic, upbeat, moving forward. It is the golden age of America, and it has begun.